Hello, it's Thursday the 15th of June, and welcome to episode 34, to steal a Section 10 thing, the David Ortiz episode of Backflips and Nerds, the baseball podcast with a British twist. I'm your host, Tom Pringle. You can find out all about us on backflipsandnerds.com. We've got Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, Friends Reunited, Bebo, all of those things. We've also got lots and lots of new writers. There's some cracking stuff going up there. We've actually got some fantasy stuff, which is good for all you fantasy weirdos who love to play that. We've also got a new Dodgers season review that's going on so far, and many, many other things that have completely slipped my mind. So tonight we have the main man who does all the writing around the internet in total. So he writes for BP Rigville, he writes for Banish of the Pen, he writes for us, he probably writes for Vice Sports as well. It's Darius Austin. How are you, Darius?
I'm doing well. I don't think Vice Sports have offered me a gig, but I will check my emails again afterwards just in case. I'm pleased that I'm still the main man, even though we have somebody who's now actually working for MLB, though. So I'm quite pleased to keep that accolade.
Don't spoil it. We're getting there. You do it as a tease, an episode tease, to drag people through this podcast.
I'm just not a podcast professional like you, Tom.
I won't get that far. I won't get that far at all. And next, we have the boy wonder himself, who looks like he's just rejoined this call after screwing it up the first time round. It's British baseball's next big prospect. It's Ben Carter. How are you, Ben?
I'm very good, Tom. I'm very good. How are you?
Excellent. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. It's been a busy week for me. I went on a boat on the Thames. I went and watched Ricky Gervais on Tuesday night. That was good. It's the exciting life of a man on leave. It's really good.
He's still funny, Ricky Gervais.
Oh, yeah. Really, really good. If you can get tickets, which I don't think you can anymore, go and watch it. It's really, really good. It's his first stand-up for about 7-8 years, but it was brilliant. Really liked it. Right then, let's roll into it. So, exciting news for us, which you've probably seen on the Twitter feed and on our blog now, is that Blog Talk Radio have listened to us and actually like us. They've picked us up and want us to be part of their team, which is great to hear. You may have heard an ad at the start of this. You shouldn't notice a drop in quality or content, but they help us to continue to build. We can get the hosting, is absolutely free for us, and we'll also get some revenue from these adverts, so help us pay for the website, help us pay for any hosting duties we have to do later, and maybe it'll also help us to get one copy of BP's annual between us, which would be great. But on that, if you do notice anything, you're not happy with anything, then please do let us know. If the adverts are a bit too much, then let us know. We want to know. We definitely want your feedback on this. So tonight, excuse me, we're going to start by talking about the biggest news in baseball. That's happened in the last week, which is the draft, the Major League draft. Now, if you're new to baseball, the draft starts in June. It takes approximately 5 months to finish. There are 65,000 rounds and approximately 2.6 million players get drafted, which is fantastic. They all go in the system. They all earn minimum wage and then they're all jobless by the time they're 30. Months and months later, the majority of fans forget the draft happened at all. And then all of a sudden you get non-prospect Toby Bellringer stood there on the on the plate hitting home runs when Adrian Gonzalez is injured. And casual fans are in uproar. Why is this guy there? And then he turns out to be amazing. But he was somebody who was probably drafted in 1875 and now he's made it to the majors. So there's thousands and thousands of players that are out there right now. And being high on the board is pretty crucial but not vital. So Darius, what's your view on the draft that we've seen in the last 2 days? 3 days.
Yeah, I think the main thing to bear in mind if you are new to the draft but you're familiar with the other American sports is that you're going to have to wait a lot longer to see most of these guys. This is not like the NFL where you get people drafted and they're stars the same year. That is not going to happen with most of these players, especially the ones taken out of high school. It might be 4, 5, 6 years till we see some of these guys in the majors. And I think we've joked before about the Padres next being competitive in 2021. One of the reasons is because all these guys are going to be 17, 18 years old. We're just not going to see them for a long time. So I think, it's fun to get excited about players, but probably if you're familiar with the NFL or the NBA, you should temper your expectations. That said, I think there's some pretty interesting guys who went to the top of this draft, including two guys who've been kind of two-way players. I don't think either of them will stick like that, but Brendan McKay out of University of Louisville is basically been the best two-way player in college baseball history. I think the Rays have said they're going to play him at first base, but we'll kind of see how that goes because he's also been pitching most of the time at Louisville and kind of just hitting on his days off. I think Shohei Ohtani Japanese two-way player is responsible for a lot of our excitement with these guys. And there's another incredible talent, Hunter Green, out of high school in California, who's already throwing 102 miles per hour, still in high school. He's also been playing shortstop there. And he was a first rounder as a shortstop, even if he hadn't been pitching like that. So those are kind of two really interesting guys. So I think we'll just pick one thing, but it would certainly be fun to see them be two-way players.
Yeah, I mean, it was Royce Lewis who went number one. He wasn't expected to go number one, but I think people, when he was picked, eventually just started to say, yeah, actually, it looked like a good fit for the Twins in the future. Do you know much about Royce Lewis himself?
Yeah, I think he's kind of was probably considered the best hitter out of high school in the draft class. The top five overall, I would say, were the five that people expected. They just went in a different order. I think the Twins had kind of been linked with him occasionally, but nobody really expected Lewis to be the number one pick. I think Kyle Wright, who's a college pitcher and therefore going to get to the majors quicker, had been touted there. And certainly both McKay and Green had been put in the number one pick in many mock drafts as well, which is a staple of American draft season. People love to do mock drafts and speculate about how the draft will play out and obviously be completely wrong when the draft rolls around. So, yeah, I think he's a pretty good all-around hitter, and he's got a pretty good chance to play at shortstop. So this is a pretty exciting pick as well. It's not the kind of thing that the Twins have overreached here. I think it was just based on those mocks and what people had been hearing. That was kind of a bit of a surprise. But a lot of MLB teams do play games with these things. They release false information and they test the waters to see what they think other teams are going to do. So you will find that quite a lot reports are coming out about loads of players going to certain teams before the draft, and then they go in a completely different direction when it rolls around.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of chat that Hunter Green was trying to edge his way to the Padres, but I never thought he was going to fall that far. Ben, what's your thoughts on the draft? Are you big into it, or are you like the majority of casual baseball fans and just it happens and then eventually these players turn up?
I did not enjoy the draft this year, not at all. For the fourth year, I was draft eligible, and for the fourth year, I've been snubbed by every single major league team. And I just think it's an insult at this point. You know, Hunter Green at 18 throws 102 and can play shortstop, but what about a nearly 22-year-old who can throw 42 with no command and can't play anywhere? Apparently, teams aren't so interested. But that aside, I haven't really followed the draft much this year. I've been interested in these two-way players, just because you don't see many of them. And from what I've heard, these are two of the best two-way prospects we've seen in a while. So I'm intrigued to see, especially with a team like Tampa Bay taking McKay, how they use him if they're quite inventive with the way he's brought up through the system. But I have to say, I'm glad Darius got the lead on that one, because I don't know much about these players.
No, not me. And it was always going to be Darius who's going to take the lead on this one. I have heard that the Rays do want to put McKay through two ways, as long as they can, they said, all the way up until at least AAA. So it'd be interesting to see what they do. What I did hear as well is the guy that the Nationals picked was Seth Romero, who listened to Keith Law the other day. He was saying that the Nationals are going to try and rush him through and get him into the bullpen this season, which I'd be interested to see if that happens. I mean, just a question on the fly, and Darius may know. Has anyone actually been drafted and then made it into the majors straight away?
We talked about somebody recently, actually, Mike Leake, who was drafted and went straight to the majors, obviously not that long ago. So he's the number one example that I can think of. We've seen guys recently like Benintendi and Aaron Nola both kind of make the majors in fairly short order. And I think Josh Hader, the Brewers prospect, was kind of considered. I think there might have been some rumblings about him getting called up to the bullpen fairly quickly, and he is up in the majors now, but not quite as quickly as people expected. So you do hear it very now and again, especially with these pitchers who have already got maybe the one elite pitch they need to be a useful weapon out of the bullpen. And yeah, it certainly sounds like Romero is the kind of guy who's got the pitches to do that. So it will certainly be fun to see him. But it doesn't happen very often, as you said.
Well, the looks of it, he's got... Sorry, Ben.
Brandon Finnegan go from the draft to the World Series within a season with the Royals in the bullpen?
Oh, yeah, he pitched in the College World Series and the actual World Series in the same year. I think he was the first player to ever do that.
Which is pretty cool.
That is pretty impressive. Obviously, the almighty Benintendi managed to skip AAA, but that was still 2 years it took him to get there. So it just shows, folks, how long it takes people to get there. The watch chat about this Seth Romero's character as well, he's meant to be a bit of a bad boy and keeps getting kicked off the team. So He'll fit in quite nicely. Well, I think he'll take Papelbon's place, really, in that Nationals bullpen. So it should work quite well. The thing that I really want to talk about, or sorry, should I say Darius really wants to talk about, is the funny names that have come out of the draft. Darius, I believe you've got a bit of a list, and you'd like, unless Ben's got a list as well, you'd like us to rank this and maybe draft these names.
Yeah, I think it's not just me. There was some pushback from certain members of this podcast earlier on the idea of draft names earlier. And then I got some support in the form of Rob Novara on Twitter, completely independently. I did not send Rob a message or anything. He tweeted that question at us. He said, who are the best names in the draft? Who do you think will be good for announcers? So now we're compelled to answer it because it's a listener question. So yeah, I've got a collection of my favorites from the draft. And I think the leading contender has to be Cash Case, which sounds, I mean, we haven't got our top wrestling fan on, but it sounds a bit more like a WWE event, Cash Case, than a baseball player. But the Reds drafted him in the fourth round. And they also drafted another guy. I'm not sure you're going to like this one, Tom. Shortstop, Jeter Downs, which...
Say that again?
Jeter. His first name is Jeter, as in Derek Downs.
Oh, word.
So no pressure. with that name.
Why do people do this?
Yeah, I know. I mean, presumably Derek Jeter was at the height of his career as well when this kid was born. So, yeah, I have no idea why parents would do that to him, but he is a shortstop. The Reds took him in the kind of the compensation round at the back of the first. So presumably they'll be hoping he's got a good shot to make the majors. I've got a few others on here. Zach Pop, taken by the Dodgers in the seventh. Really like that. Sadly, he's not a catcher. I was really hoping he was going to be a catcher just for pop times. Cannon Chadwick, pitcher taken by the Mets in the ninth. What a terrific name for a pitcher. The headline writers are going to have a field day with him. And Mariners took a guy called Jansen Junk, which is a less fortunate name for a pitcher. A couple of guys, really bad. If you're an Orioles pitcher, you do not want to be called DL, but they took a guy called DL Hall in the first round. And the Phillies took a guy called Kyle Hurt in the 34th. Probably won't see him in the majors.
Hurt is hurt.
Yeah, Kyle Hurt. And then just some other random great ones. I think we brought up Kevin Santa, who the Mariners took as well.
Yeah.
Someone called Maverick Buffo into the Blue Jays in the 34th. Maverick Buffo. And somebody called, it looks like Death Rage. I'm assuming it's Deatherage, but his surname basically looks like Death Rage with a H-E in the middle. Brock Deatherage by wow. The Pirates in the 29th. Brock and finally, someone who almost certainly won't make the majors, Austin Bizzle, taken in the final round by the Twins.
Do you think Austin Bizzle was picked over Ben Carter? Do you think that's what happened?
Yeah, I think at that point you're just picking for fun names, right? So... that was kind of what I thought with that one. At that point in the 40th round, I'm pretty sure there's almost 0% chance that the player is ever going to return any MLB value. So I think picking them for a great name and hoping that people will buy the jersey is probably as good a strategy as any.
The 40th round, that's incredible. And you think the NBA draft is two rounds and that's it. I know there's only five players on the team, but two rounds compared to 40th round. Oh, Ben, of course, you haven't been drafted because it's not the international free agents, it's signing bonus time, whatever it's called.
Ah, true.
That's why.
That's why.
Doesn't that come later in the season?
I believe so. I hope so.
There you go. Keep your phone on, ready to go.
Yeah, I've got new motivation now. I'm going to be an Austin Bizzle in a world of Ben Carter.
I do like the fact the Giants have taken Tyler Shimpf. Are they just trying to harness some of that home run power and walk power and strikeout power?
Yeah, I think no relation, but I couldn't find any mention anyway of Ryan Shimpf in Tyler Shimpf's write-ups.
I think my favorite name, I'm just looking at the first round, this is from that lot, would be Shane Baz. I think because we all know someone whose nickname is Baz or something to do with it. It sounds like the kind of bloke who's always down the pub on a Friday night.
Yeah,
and also it sounds like a 17-year-old bleach blonde wrist spinner the Australians are going to call up in November and we'll tear England to shreds in the Ashes.
Yeah, just somebody nobody's heard of at all.
Yeah, Shane Baz.
Shane Baz. Shane Baz.
That sounds about right. I will. I've got to give a shout out. MLB.com did a list before the draft of sort of great names they hoped to get drafted. And my favorite one of these, they had a whole Star Wars character section featuring somebody called Zebulon Vermilion.
That sounds like a number, like the new number they found, the highest in the world, Zebulon Vermillion.
Yeah, they ran out of numbers, so they made up Zebulon Vermillion.
A number they found. we're looking around these books and we found this number. It's brilliant.
Yeah, so those are my favourites. I don't know if you guys want to rank them or pick your top one.
438th pick for the San Diego Padres was Cole Bellinger. That's a bit too close, isn't it, to the non-prospect.
Going to be a superstar.
Superstar all the way. Who I seem to remember the story of the very last draft pick making it to the majors. Who was that now? Didn't he recently go in the Hall of Fame? Was it Mike Piazza? He was the very last pick. And he was done as a favour.
I think he was like, he was back in the day where they had no limit, right? The teams could just keep taking players, I think. And he was he was even later. I'm sure he was some kind of ludicrously high pick. I might be wrong. I might be thinking of someone else. But there was a point, I think, where there was no limit. The teams could just keep drafting as long as they wanted.
But I don't know if you boys have played out of the park baseball, but I've tried to do a draft on there. And by the time I get to the fifth or sixth round, I'm just like, I have no idea. So I end up just completing the draft or just clicking scouting director recommend, because it's just going to be ridiculous. Going through 40 rounds, this is mental.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I mean, I'm sure teams do their
62nd round, Mike Piazza was.
62nd.
Fewer teams then, of course, but he was the 1,390th player picked. Hall of Famer.
But I believe, I seem to remember reading the story that his dad or his friend phoned up the manager of, it wasn't the Mets that drafted him, was it?
I think it was the Dodgers. Is that right? Yeah, Dodgers. Yeah, it's a favor from Tommy Lasorda.
That's it, yeah.
Father, yeah.
He phoned up Tommy Lasorda and just said, look, is there any chance you could just draft him? Just put him in your system. It doesn't really matter. Just make his day. And he went, yeah, right, I'll do it. And then Hall of Fame. Just incredible. Yeah. Right, let's have a look at your names then. So I think... I think Maverick Buffo is my number one pick. I'm taking Maverick Buffo.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
That is incredible. I think a tight second is going to be Cash Case.
Tongue twister.
There we go. So I think he's my number two.
Yeah, I've become very partial to Jansen Junk the more I read it.
I was just about to say that. I think that's my number three, definitely. Jansen Junk. That's going to be brilliant. He's going to get called JJ all the time. Poor bugger. Brilliant. So I think we've done the most in-depth draft coverage that we could possibly do. Unless anyone else has got any extra bits on the draft. Ben, have you got anything?
No, not particularly. Like Darius said, it's hard to really... going to see even the best of these guys probably for another two seasons. So I haven't really been tracking who my team or any team have been picking really outside the first five or so. But I do love going through names. I mean, the Americans have a talent when it comes to names, don't they? In the MLB draft, the NFL draft, there's always some absolute crackers. So I'm glad we could get through the best.
Yeah, there are some brilliant ones out there. Right then, so we'll swiftly move on to the what we're going to call the crap catcher competition. I can't even speak tonight. I'll do that again. We're going to swiftly move on to the crap catcher competition. Now, after a discussion with John about the fact that he believes that Christian Vasquez won't make the Hall of Fame, and I definitely think he'll make the Hall of Fame because he's awesome, we wanted to continue on that. And Darius and I had a little bet in the Slack chat. I know, never talk about the Slack chat, but we had a little bet in there about Pirella recently, who plays for the Padres. And we decided to extend on it instead and try and pick a bunch of catchers that are currently worse than Christian Vasquez, but will finish the season higher than him. Darius, do you want to explain it a bit more?
Yeah. So basically, we were talking about Jose Pirella, who was a Yankees prospect. People who don't know, kind of didn't really do anything there. Didn't really do anything with the Padres last year, and now I think he hit 13 home runs in the minors this year, and now he sort of got off to a red hot start with the Padres, and I think they're leading him off already because he's basically their best player now. I bet Tom that he would not be leading the majors in every single offensive category like he was, I think, on Tuesday by the time we did this podcast, which I think he ruined, didn't he, last night?
Yeah, I think it was like four last night.
Yeah. This basically led to a comment that whoever won this bet would basically pick a terrible team like you're doing for the Padres this year for the other one to cover for the entire next season. And I thought, well, you know, we could do this, but this is a 2-day bet and it would be more interesting. Let's do a full season bet and get the others involved. So we kind of threw this around and we came up with Vasquez. I think, obviously Tom thinks he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. So we had to base it around him. And we've all picked a catcher who we think is going to have a higher weighted runs created plus than Vasquez the rest of the season. And they're all guys. We made the rules that it couldn't be a guy who'd been great in the past. It can't be a Jonathan Lucroy type or Yadier Molina, who's had really high marks in the past and just got off to a slow start. They're all guys who basically haven't done it before, but we think are going to beat him. So I don't know who wants to introduce their guys first, but that's kind of how this came about. And the winner will be picking the terrible team for the loser to cover next year.
Yeah, so that's the key point. So I think, I don't know why, but I think I might continue covering the Padres anyway. But then if I have to do a second team, it's going to be quite painful. So I think I'm pretty safe with Vasquez. I don't think I'm going to win, but I think I'm pretty safe that I won't lose. So Ben, do you want to tell us who you're going to pick and who you think will have a higher WRC plus than Christian Vasquez starting from today to the end of the season?
Yeah, so I flip-flopped a little bit on my choices. So I wanted to, in the spirit of the game, pick someone who wasn't actually very good, but who I thought might have a nice season. And I landed in the end on Tony Walters of the Rockies, who at the moment has got a 401 on-base percentage, but a 360 slugging percentage. Now, that's really good for a catcher, the on-base percentage at least, but because he plays at Coors Field, he gets that number reduced quite significantly in the WRC Plus recording. So I'm hoping, despite that, he's going to be good enough not to come last, and I figure that's one more reason for me to watch the Rockies and catch some of his at-bats. So I'm going with Tony Walters, although I was tempted by Mr. 38.5% strikeout rate, Mike Zunino.
I was surprised he didn't go. I really am. Darius, who have you gone for then?
I've gone for Tigers catcher James McCann. I think McCann's been particularly unlucky this season. He's got a very low BABIP. I think he's going to play a decent amount. He's kind of splitting time with Alex Avila, but he's getting the more solid part of that. And he's got an amount of power, I think. So, I think he'll come around and hopefully overtake Christian Vasquez, but at least one of these other guys.
Well, I think the loser is going to be the one that we introduce next. And John has gone for the awesome named Jet Bandy, who I don't think he's had a great start to the season. I don't think he's going to continue. I think his bad start is going to continue, to be honest. Darius, Ben, have you got any thoughts on Jet Bandy, apart from his quality name?
I kind of like Bandy coming into the year. I think he's been better than people thought he was going to be. He's got a decent amount of power too. But I think you might be right that he's the most likely to sort of just completely fall off or at least continue what he's been doing so far. And to be honest, I kind of want John to lose so somebody can pick the Blue Jays and make him right about them all year.
Do you know what? If he loses and I win, I will be struggling between the Blue Jays and the Orioles. I just don't know who to get into cover.
I had a pick of Jet Bandy. Talked a little bit about Star Wars names, isn't it? That's definitely a Star Wars name, isn't it? But Boba Fett, Bandy Jet.
Bandy Jet, said the wrong way around as well, just to make it even cooler.
Well, yeah, it had to fit in.
Yeah. Cool. Right, we'll move on then from the crap catch competition. Darius is going to be running that throughout the season. We've said, like, I don't know, maybe every 2 weeks, every month, give us a bit of an update. If it all starts to become a bit boring and there's going to be a runaway winner and a runaway loser, then we'll probably just call it early. But we'll see how it goes. And what we're going to do now is talk about something that happened to Ben this week. Ben, would you like to tell us how your week has gone and what happened 3 days ago?
Sure. I suffered a pretty extraordinary stroke of good fortune last weekend. Last week, actually, when MLB UK, or the people, I should say, Engage Sports Media, were in touch with me and said that they were accepting my job application as a community manager. So as of 3 days ago, I've been working with them in their offices in Barnsley. And my role is fairly broad at the moment, but the bit that you guys will see the most will be activity on Twitter and Facebook and other forms of social media, where I'll be tweeting gifts and commenting funny stuff and hopefully getting our name out there a bit more and interacting with everyone a bit more. So this forwards, I will be affiliated with them, which is cool.
Yeah, that's pretty mega. So you're essentially paid to watch baseball, tweet about it, and make GIFs.
Yeah, exactly. We basically spend all day just sat in their huge man cave drinking beer and watching baseball. It's a pretty sweet game.
And you're getting paid for it. This is mental. Darius, I believe you got a few questions for Ben, actually, about this job.
Yeah, I think number one is, as you've obviously got direct line to Rob Manfred now, and you've presumably spoken to him already, can you tell us definitively, are the balls juiced or not?
Yeah, well, me and Manfred are great friends now. It's been non-stop on the WhatsApp group. Yeah, me, Manfred, A-Rod, the usual suspects. I haven't actually brought up the balls juice question yet. I think it's a bit toxic for them. I don't want to interfere. Well, I'm not wanted within 3 days. So it's going to be a very critical no comment on that one.
Good. Nice. Darius, I believe you've got
fair
some.
Enough. Fair enough. Yeah, I think so. Well, you keep referring to the monster GIF or GIF library. Can you tell us how many have you got in that library? What is the total number in this monster library of yours?
I've been digging for 3 days and I'm yet to find the bottom. There are just hundreds of thousands out there. From, you know, Bartolo jiggling his belly 215,000 times to 415,000 Jose Bautista backflip angles. You wouldn't believe the stuff they have. So I'm loving it. Scrolling my way through the library.
I'm sort of imagining like Scrooge McDuck's Money Tower, only full of gifts instead.
Precisely.
Animated baseball videos. Ben, how long do you think it'll be before you accidentally post a dick pic on the MLB UK account instead of your own account?
Ooh, we should probably put like a fan wager on it, shouldn't we?
An over-under.
Giving me immediate control of it. My history with unsolicited dick pics. But I'm hoping I can last at least to the end of the year. We'll see.
End of the year? That's good, yeah. That's not too bad at all. Darius, have you got any more?
Well, I was just thinking what Ben will actually answer. I have to say, Ben's signing picture was very impressive. I just want to say that to people if you haven't seen it already. And you're not familiar with Mauricio Pochettino, the Spurs manager, and what he does in every signing picture. Just Google Mauricio Pochettino transfer or something, and then go to the Twitter account and have a look at Ben's picture from today, because you'll notice a few similarities. That's what I'll say.
It had to be done.
I'm so happy they're on side for that, though. That's just sort of quality.
Very cool, yeah. They've got all this really weird memorabilia there, too. Like a double XL Italy WC baseball jersey from 2013, a South Africa WBC jersey. They've got all kinds of hats. I don't know who's giving them this stuff, because it's not your usual giveaway stuff, but it's pretty cool. So I'll just be trying that on throughout the year.
How much have you fitted into your bag so far?
What's that?
How much have you fitted into your bag so far? How much swag have you nicked?
Oh, a fair bit, yeah. I'm bringing a bigger and bigger bag each day. Rucksack first day, one of those sports bags. I bought in a cricket bag today.
Your eBay account must be going wild at the minute.
Exactly. Couldn't believe the amount of activity.
Mega, well, clearly then you know what's going on. So when are the games coming and who's going to play?
Oh, I actually wish I could tell you, but they don't even tell me that. I'm not surprised, because why the hell would they tell me that? But look, I'm hoping they'll be here soon. I'm hoping there'll be a couple of big teams. I'd love to see the Rockies, but I don't think anyone else would. But the feeling I get is it will be a pretty big team. At least one of, you know, the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Dodgers, hopefully. And then maybe another team from their division, or who knows, whoever's willing to give up games, basically. And as for when, if anyone wants to guess, really, if I had Rob Manfred's number, I'd ask him.
Well, you best get on WhatsApp quick. Are you just like leaving printouts of like Rockies posters and Rockies logos and just hang leave them around the office just to try and push that notion? People go, do you know what? I've seen a lot of Rockies stuff recently.
Yeah, just dropping subtle hints around. Because I figure the more I put it out there, my people think, oh, they're a really popular team, those Rockies. In fact, it's just me.
Is the MLB UK account now just followed by thousands of fake Rockies accounts?
Yeah.
Yeah, all run by me.
Ben, Rockies fan 62. Neb, Rockies fan 79.
Exactly.
Love it.
Tony Walters, number one. Where are that going to be?
Yeah. When I got access to the All-Star Game ballots, I've just been doctoring those.
Have you got access to the AAA All-Star ballot?
Absolutely, I do. And it's been non-stop Alan Craig action.
Good man, good man. And everyone else out there, make sure you get on there and put your 25 or 50 or whatever it is in per day to make sure Alan Craig is first baseman and DH for the AAA All-Star Game. That'd be brilliant. Let us move on. Well, first of all, what I should probably do is actually say congratulations to Ben. He's obviously put a lot of work in to get that job. So this is probably the only serious bit we're going to do. So congratulations to Ben. Good luck with him in the future as well. I think we can't really fire him now. We wanted to a while back, but we can't now. So we'll try and leave him as part of the podcast for the time being. But you never know. He might actually get told off and told to stop doing it. So, yeah, congrats, Ben. Big congratulations from all of us.
Well, thank you. And the hope is now I've got my foot in the door, I'll be able to swing you guys and all of our listeners to the MLB scene too.
You're the man. You're the man. Right then, let's move on to games. Sorry, Darius, go on.
I was just saying that's the dream. That's why we've sent Ben in first. It's just, get the door open and we're all sneaking after him.
Yeah, so we'll just send the dross in first and then they'll go, who the hell is this guy? And then we turn up and then it'll just be, wow, this is an improvement. Let's take this guy on instead.
Exactly.
Perfect. Right, let's switch on to games of the weekend then. So, Darius, you've done your post for the week. Who have you picked for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, if we've got a Friday game, which we haven't? Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, it's really funny. I do all this thing and I look at all the games. I think it makes it harder for me to pick a game instead of easier. Like, I should be like, oh yeah, this is definitely the game of the weekend. And instead, I'm just like, I have no idea who I'm going to pick. So I think probably there's a really big slate on Saturday. I'm going to say the Yankees and the A's on Saturday because I just think there's going to be a ton of run scoring. Masahiro Tanaka looks terrible if he even starts that game. The Yankees have got a monster offense. I think there'll be tons of runs. If you're the kind of person who sits there watching a 2-1 baseball game thinking this is dull, you want to see 15, 20 runs scored, then watch the Yanks and the A's on Saturday.
Ben, have you got a different pick to that for Saturday?
I don't for Saturday. I've got a few for Sunday, though. I think the one I'm going to have to watch is Ruddy somehow still healthy Ray. So before the curse gets to him, it's probably worth tuning in.
I think on Sunday, I might have to watch Dodgers at Reds because it's Kershaw versus Bronson Arroyo, and that's just going to be an utter bloodbath. If the Padres can destroy Bronson Arroyo, then just imagine what the Dodgers are going to do. That's going to be horrible to watch. Saturday, though, I do have my favourite pitchers going in the Cleveland and Twins doubleheader, which is TBD on both sides for both games, which is superb. So that is going to be a great matchup. Can't wait to watch those games.
Got a lot of innings in his hands. Yeah.
He has. He keeps flip-flopping teams as well, which is another thought whilst I had having a run today, and I might come back to that another time. So they're all our games for the weekend. If you want to know more about those, you can go on the website and read Darius's post. He puts a lot of effort into those. And there's always some good stuff about offensive matchups, best pitching matchups and stuff like that. And as he said, I think it was on Sunday with Paddy Darius, that it always seems to be the Yankees at the moment that you're picking as the offensive matchup. But I think that's probably just due to the time into the games.
That's all it is. It's got nothing to do with the fact that Judge is Barry Bonds now.
Well, he's not better than Mookie Betts, not yet anyway. Benny, in fact, you can start pushing your is Judge better than Mookie Betts meter onto the MLB UK account.
I'm not sure they give me clearance for that one. It would certainly stoke up a conversation, though, isn't it?
Are they giving you clearance to do that?
No, I don't think so. Well, I don't know. I haven't really asked. I'm playing it safe for the first few days.
Are they just tweet some fun gifts from the week? Ryan, it seems like Ben has actually just been hoodwinked by Engage and MLB UK because he just actually disappeared from the feed when we started talking about MLB UK. So, Darius, have you got any other business now we've lost Ben?
Well, I mean, I was going to use Ben because we've got to really get this get Pringle to Fenway campaign going, and he's the only way we have to really push this on sort of an MLB level. So I think it's really important we get that out there and make sure that you get over to Fenway Park.
Well, as long as it's flights and expenses paid for, I'm more than happy to go. If MLB UK and our new mole in the system, Ben Carter, can help us out. He's just reappeared. Are you there, Ben? Can you hear us?
My mic working?
Yeah, you're working. Hooray! We were just talking about the huge campaign of Pringle to Fenway, which at least three people have mentioned now. So that's pretty much like a petition, isn't it, in the House of Commons? Once it gets to three people, then you have to respond.
Yeah, I think we're under huge pressure at the moment to get something out about that. People have spoken, and for God knows what reason, they want you, all expenses paid, out to Boston. I can't imagine why you would want that, actually. Can't imagine you enjoying that.
No, I think it'd be quite boring, to be honest. It'd probably interrupt with my really useful night flying at 1 o'clock in the morning over the North Sea as well, which I really don't want to do.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's probably why we won't fly you out. Distract you from that.
Still defending the country, you see. Ben, have you got any other business? Anything you want to add this evening?
Not really. I suppose I should probably back my employers up and be like, come to our July 4th event. But you've been spammed with that enough, so I won't.
What do you mean? Colin Murray's Battlegrounds talking about Battlegrounds.
That's the one.
I've only got one thing to add, and this is something that's just come through 15 minutes ago. So you know how the Red Sox bullpen's really, really good at the moment? They're sort of fourth, I think, in ERA, and they're fifth in WHIP, and they're doing really, really well. And you know the Red Sox are 28th in home runs and not doing very well when it comes to power hitting.
Yeah.
And at the start of the year, they traded Travis Shaw for Tyler Thornburg to try and bolster their bullpen. And they were more than confident that Pablo Sandoval would be very good at third base and, you know, get a few home runs as well. Well, it turns out that hasn't happened. Pablo Sandoval's been utter shit and needs to be released as soon as possible. Travis Shaw's been hitting home runs in Milwaukee, which is quite annoying. And I've just read that Tyler Thornburg is about to undergo surgery tomorrow for season-ending injury. Excellent.
Oh, God.
So rejoice, Red Sox fans. We lost that trade again.
Mayor of Ding Dong City.
Mayor of Ding Dong City is smashing it over there. And we've got Big Fat Sandoval sat on the base being utter dog shit. Darius, have you got anything to add about Pablo Sandoval before we go?
My main point would be that the Giants are very lucky to not have given him the same contract the Red Sox did, because I'm pretty sure they offered him something very similar and he decided to go to Boston. So thank you for that. And yeah, I just feel don't really have anything to add to that, really. I just we dodged a bullet. And even though we're terrible, we could be worse.
I think what I would say in Sandoval's defense is that the aging curves for fat, terrible hitters tend to be pretty good, doesn't it?
Well, it depends. If they're like David Ortiz, he wasn't particularly fat, he was quite good.
Yeah, Prince Fielder, he's doing really well.
Yeah, he's doing really, really well. Who else have we got? Alan Craig's not fat, but he's terrible. I think that's it.
And he's good for a dig.
Yeah. Right then, this has been a bit flip-flop and a bit weird, so thanks for joining us. You can find me at Pedroia's Face. Darius, where can people find you?
You can find me at DariusA64, where I will be soon telling everybody that Robbie Ray is the NL Cy Young 2017, so yeah, follow me, check that.
For season-ending injury updates. Ben, where can people find you?
Find me at UK Baseball, where I'll be valiantly trying to speak. Hoping Bell Ringer become a thing.
Yeah, how? I mean, why has Buster only stolen Toby Bell Ringer?
He knows a great idea when he sees one.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe with your contacts now at MLB UK, you can do that. Yeah, you can find Ben also at MLB_UK on Twitter, where he'll be posting very safe GIFs and very safe messages asking, like, what's your favourite hat and things like that.
Yeah, I'd appreciate a few like soft toss questions that I can just slam out of the park to impress an employee.
I might do it actually. I might send some tonight. Why are the bases called bases?
There you go.
Right, anyway, thanks again. Remember to subscribe to us through Blog Talk Radio. You can also go onto iTunes and you can find us there. Don't go on SoundCloud anymore because you won't be able to find our podcast. It's going to disappear from SoundCloud. Do support the show by reviewing us. It will generate clicks, and we also get some cross promotion going on with the other shows on Blog Talk Radio. So yeah, if you can review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Napster, Shazam and LimeWire, that'd be great. So thanks for joining us and goodbye. Seconds. Hello, it's Thursday the 15th of June and welcome to episode 34, and to steal a section 10 thing, the David Ortiz episode of Backflips and Nerds, the British podcast with I'll do that again, shall I?